1 pound for the house, baby. That's all we need, baby. It's one for the house.
Oh, oh,
come on. Pimp juice.
Welcome back to that 590 show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio behind the microphones. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Joining us, though, right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is our good friend Nick Hand from STLSportsPage.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Nick_Hand. Aloha, Mr. Hand.
Good evening, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing well. It looks like the puck is going to drop here in, about 2 hours, it seems like?
Probably right at it, yeah. Probably right around 8:43 to 8:45.
I can't wait to be bleary-eyed for work tomorrow morning, Nick. I don't know about you.
That's if it doesn't go to overtime.
You're right about that.
Game four of a series, and the Blues haven't had this one yet go to overtime. Hate to say it, but the do factor is kind of
starting. Now that you've thrown it out there in the universe, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be quadruple overtime tonight, and the game's going to be over just in time for everybody to shower and go to work. What do the Blues have to do differently tonight if they want to reverse what they saw on Sunday afternoon?
Oh, man. There's quite a bit that you could answer on that question.
Okay, like the most important one thing, the thing that's most paramount.
I think you have to come out with a good start. The thing that'd be nice to see happen that they haven't done yet in this season is pretty obvious, but they need to score the first goal in one of these games.
Yeah. Instead of always playing from behind.
Exactly, and everybody talks about home ice advantage, and, you know, that's fun to talk about. But road teams in the NHL playoffs right now are above 500, but I think it's about 75% of the time the team that scores first right now in the 2017 playoffs wins the game. So that would be big, and coming out with a good start. Really, they got to show that they're engaged early in the contest. They let Nashville take it to them, and that's something that we haven't seen from a lot of Blues teams. And it wasn't even so much the first period, but really the second half of that first period, and moving on to the majority of the second period. That's when you saw Nashville really take it to the Blues. You got to have the Blues come out, and they have to be able to establish the forecheck and throw bodies around and show that they're playing with a little bit more fire and speed, because that's what you have to match if you're going to beat Nashville.
How disappointed have you been in the Blues' third line? It seems like they're getting almost nothing from Patrick Berglund and David Perron. What do they have to do differently? Do you think they're injured and just no one's really talking about it, or what do you think is going on with those two?
I don't think they're injured. I think part of it might be you're starting to see a little bit of fatigue in both of them. The way they've been playing it, it looks like they've had some fatigue. And, you know, those are two guys that the Blues have relied upon most of the season. And the thing is, this series is dramatically different if the Blues get the level of production out of Berglund and Perron that they got the majority of the season with the Blues in the regular season. And they are both can be strictly players. And if, you know, they get that goal that might spark them. The Blues need offensive production from them. And, I mean, that's stating the obvious, but it's true. And Perron's a guy who this series should be custom-made for David Perron. You know, the guy who can kind of agitate guys, the guy who has the skill set, the guy who has the speed, he should be right there with Nashville, and he should be the one dictating it. And you look at them, and you have Berglund on his line, and he's the big body, and he's the one that can slow the Predators down in the offensive zone when he's on offense, because he's got pretty good at positioning himself with the puck and using his body to maintain position and protecting the puck. And we need to see a prolonged, even if the Blues don't score on it, it'd be great to see a prolonged shift by those guys in Nashville's zone, kind of wearing them down. And maybe that might be what it takes to get them sparked and get them going. But the Blues need more out of that line. And really, you know, this is a series where you want to see at some point Perron get a chance and he buries one. Because when he does, usually there's two or three more coming. If he could get that first one tonight, I think it speaks well for the Blues headed into the rest of the games in the series.
I'm looking at a piece on NHL.com written by Robbie Stanley, and he's got basically his five keys to the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one key he has for the Blues is to stop the Nashville's defensemen, because P.K. Subban, Ryan Ellis, and Roman Josi have basically just had their way with this Blues team, and I can't agree more. And it seems like that's what their offense is, kind of like those defensemen just fire slap shots from the blue line, and then they just go in and just try to clean up the rebounds.
And there's been two big reasons for that. There's been two big reasons that Nashville's blue line has been able to take advantage of the Blues in the games that they've won in this series, and even the game the Blues won in Game 2. It results from one of two things. It results from lack of responsible play with the puck by the Blues, and usually on the zone and trying to break out of the defensive zone. What's been happening is the Blues turn over that puck, and Nashville's defense are late to get back. I don't want to say cheat because that's not the right word, but they're not afraid to shade that blue line and kind of be late in getting back in the neutral zone because they know that their forwards are pretty responsible and get back their form. And when the Blues, you know, make a pass that tries to go up the middle of the ice, their defense are right there to pick it off. The other thing, and the thing that we saw more in Game 3, is when Nashville has success and when Nashville is able to get those point shots, it doesn't usually happen early on shift. It happens late in shifts after the Blues have been bogged down in their own zone, and you're talking about a 45, a 55, or in the case of the third goal that Josi scored on Sunday, almost a minute and a half shift. And what happens is, with Mike Yo's system, it's crucial that the Blues forwards go out and attack. They have to spring towards the blue line when that puck is sent to the high offensive slot and to the blue line, and they have to get out there. Well, when those guys are gassed and those guys can't get back out there, that opens up the space, and Nashville doesn't need much. And when you give those blue linemen a chance to get a pretty good clear shot on net through the Blues' first forward line, and you have some traffic in front of the net, that spells trouble. And so on top of everything, the Blues' forwards really have to be ready, and as soon as that puck is released out there, they have to spring out there and take away that lane. And if they do that, what you also might see is you also might see the likes of Schwartz or Sobotka be able to maybe poke check that puck away. And because Nashville is so aggressive, that's where those odd man rush attempts are going to come for the Blues.
Zach Sanford and Magnus Pajärvi are in. Kyle Brodziak and Ivan Barbashev are out. Do you like that move?
Yeah. With Brodziak, that would lead you to think that it might be something to do with injury-related with Brodziak, because he's been pretty dependable on that fourth line. He hasn't been stellar by any means, but he's provided you what you like. So that kind of leads one to speculate that maybe he's a little bit more banged up at this point. Something happened to him. As far as Sanford and Pajärvi, though, they had a little bit of speed. They're players that are pretty good about attacking through the neutral zone, something that the Blues need in the series. One of the big things that we're going to see out of those two guys is hopefully they help the Blues find a little bit more better outlets of being able to break out of the zone. And if they can do that, then that's a pretty good move. It'll be interesting to see what the lines look like tonight and see what Yo does and what lines he starts out with and what adjustments he makes as the game goes forward, because, you know, it's really been the Schwartz and Tarasenko line. Is it possible that with the new addition, Yo gets a little creative with the lines and maybe breaks those two guys up on the Stastny line to try to balance out the lines and try to get Nashville maybe just a different look and not make it so easy for them having the last change and being able to play the matchup, see if they can get that done. So it'll be interesting to see, but hopefully Sanford's a guy who he still has to put on weight and he still needs to add to his muscle, but he's a big frame, and against Nashville that might be nice. And the other big thing is, you know, those two guys are chomping at the bit and fresh legs, ready to go. Could be the spark that the Blues need tonight.
When asked about the move, Coach Mike Yo said, "We're not overreacting. We got a couple of things, a couple of areas where we have to adjust to be a little bit sharper in. Bottom line is, when we look at the tape, where we got beat was really around our net. Our box outs, our physicality was not strong enough. And on theirs, we didn't fight for space nearly hard enough around their net."
Yeah, you know, when you look at that, you can't, you can't let this team dictate in your own zone, because when they do, it's like I previously said, that creates a situation that they're going to get traffic in front of the net that makes it next to impossible for Allen to pick up shots from the point. But yeah, the Blues need to definitely be more assertive in the offensive zone. There was times of that game that it looked like they just had nothing from the standpoint of trying to develop some offense. And, you know, the first shot on goal was a deflection of a shot thrown on front of the net, and Steen got a piece of it. And that's what you need to see the Blues have more of. And they can't rely on, you know, getting the first shot attempt of the any period, you know, 12 minutes into a period, and think they're going to have success with that. And they know that. So the big thing is, let's, you know, it's a fine line between playing aggressive and being overcommitted and letting Nashville take it at you. And the Blues have to maintain that, but they have to play more aggressive than what we saw in Game 3 if they want to win tonight.
Nick Hand joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can read him at stlgametime.com or stlouissportspage.com and follow him on Twitter at Nick_Hand. So, Nick, let's hear a prediction for tonight. Are the Blues going to come back with the series tied, or are they going to be coming back and facing elimination on Friday night?
Oh, man. You know what? I think I don't know which way it's going to go tonight. I'm going to say it's overtime, though. I really feel like this is an overtime contest tonight, and so far the Blues are 2-0 in overtime, so might as well make it 3-0 tonight.
There we go. As long as they come out with a W, that's all we care about, right?
That's all St. Louis cares about at this point. It can be a 6-5 game. It can be a 1-0 game. As long as it's the Blues having one more goal than the Predators tonight, I don't think any of St. Louis will mind.
Nick, enjoy the game tonight. We appreciate your time as always, sir.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Have a good time. Enjoy the game tonight as well.
Thanks, Nick. That is Nick Hand from stlouissportspage.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Nick_Hand. For the second time this hour, let's head to the That 590 Show Sports Update Desk on our very own Matt Rocchio.
Cardinals and Brewers get underway here in about 15 minutes as Carlos Martinez will take the mound to face off against the Brewers righty Willie Peralta. Carlos will be searching for his first win of the season. He's 0-3 right now and is winless in his first five starts. In his career against the Brewers, though, this would be a good one to knock it out. He is 4-2 with a sub-2 ERA in 20 appearances against Milwaukee. Blues and Predators get underway in about an hour and 45 minutes, 8:30 p.m. as puck drop, more like 8:45. That's game four of that round two series. Blues will go for the tie. You should see about two changes on the ice. Magnus Pajarvi and Zach Sanford in. Have yet to see exactly who they will be replacing. On the NHL scene, the Penguins will be without their captain in game four as Sidney Crosby will be sidelined with a concussion sustained on, in some people's opinions, a dirty hit in yesterday's game. Just minutes away from tipping off, the Wizards and the Celtics in game two of that Eastern Conference semifinal. Celtics lead that series 1-0. And in the West, the late game tonight, it's the Jazz and the Warriors kicking off that Western series just a little bit late. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. One thing we forgot to ask Nick Hand is whether or not he thinks Sidney Crosby's going to call it a career after this, because he's had a lot of concussions, but he's won his Stanley Cups. He's won a gold medal for Team Canada. He's won the World Juniors. He really doesn't have anything left to prove as far as a hockey player goes. He's got his money. He's got his youth. You don't want to end up like Eric Lindros. That's one question we forgot to ask him.
That's true.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be talking to Howard Balzer from BalzerFootball.com and the Hall of Fame show on the NFL channel on SiriusXM. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.